Historic day, man. I got the legendary Sean Diddy Combs. I call him Puff Daddy. Puff!
What's good, baby?
What's up, Puff? I'm so honored that you called, man. I really appreciate this, man.
It's all good. I've been meaning to speak to you for a couple of years now anyway.
I'm saying, we ain't really never had a real conversation, man. We both been doing our thing in this business for a long time. You know, we ain't really never had a time to sit down and talk and really, you know, get on the same page about things.
No doubt. Yeah, we don't really know each other now. You know, now seems like a great time.
Right.
We about to enter 2011. 2011, y'all got the new show, morning show popping.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it popping.
Motherfucking Christ. Yeah, let's go, man.
Where you calling from, Playboy? Where you at right now? Where you at, Puff?
Man, I'm in the middle of the ocean somewhere, man. You know, with the kids.
Are you with the fam?
In the middle of the ocean, you know. Yeah, you know, with this motherfucking, you know, this 2K hip hop, you know. The extended version, you know what I'm saying? The ultra version right now.
I'm saying, you got
it's all good.
You got a top 10 debut, right? Last Train to Paris, right? Congratulations on that.
Man, I mean, God is good, man. You know, God is good. It didn't have to be that way, but that's the way it is, man. And, you know, it was just great watching the whole thing because, like, you know, people ain't really understand what it was about. A lot of cats ain't believing it. Some cats thought it was a joke. Some cats ain't want to get with it. And then, you know, from the first day, you know, they had these predicted sales where we was going to be at. And every day it just kept going up and up and up. You know what I'm saying?
Because you reminded niggas that you're a hell of a promoter, man. You're a monster.
Yeah, what, without a doubt. But, you know, I was, you know, all I could do was just say what the people were saying.
Yeah.
So people helped me out. They was rocking with it. You know what I'm saying? People was rocking with it. It came out of nowhere. It was a surprise to them. They thought it was probably gonna be like some Euro dance, you know, international shit. But you know, it was that hip hop soul, you know, with you know that I've done over the years. But like, you know, a little bit more vulnerable and a little bit more honest and artistic. And so, you know, it seems like everybody rocking with it. So you know, we gonna take that as a blessing.
Puff, I want to get into the album, man. Give me a sec. I'm gonna come right back. I want to really get into the album, Last Train to Paris, and I want to really be clear on what the vision is for the people that didn't get it and they judged too soon. Okay, so we'll be right back. Shade 4-5.